Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 One World Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Arthur Pratt. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And you're presenting the documentary Survivors. For the benefit of our listeners who may not be familiar with your film, would you like to maybe introduce it and tell them a little bit about it?
Well, basically, Survivors tells the story of the resilience of Sierra Leoneans during the 2014 to 2015 Ebola outbreak in West Africa. That includes Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. But the film is mostly is focused on Sierra Leone, and it tells the story of an ambulance driver, a nurse, a boy living in the streets, and a family that experiences the Ebola from different levels.
Watching this film, the great thing about it is that it puts a human face, real faces, on a topic that was discussed in the news, but that people really didn't get that close to.
In fact, that's the reason why we did this film. I think it was an emergency response to the way I thought the international press was talking about the outbreak, and how they were describing or looking at Africans, you know, as if we are just sitting down and waiting for the almighty international community to come and save us, which was quite wrong. So we thought it wise to shoot the documentary and make sure that we follow ordinary people, especially people working within the Ebola sector itself. Ambulance drivers were like key, and the nurses were also like key, but also get to the world to also understand what it was like for people who were not infected by Ebola but want to access the medical facilities. And that was why I had to follow my wife, who was like pregnant at the time. So it's so that the world is able to see what happened from the perspective of an African who lived through the outbreak himself.
Right. You mentioned the international press. Are you frustrated by the way in which they report on places like Sierra Leone?
Well, I'm mostly frustrated by the way the international press reports on Africa. I have always said that the world is not actually suffering from many of the things that we thought, the issues that we thought the world is actually suffering from, you know. And some of these issues are perpetuated by the way the press, you know, represents certain sector or in the world, you see. So the way they described us by then was for me personal, and I took it personal, and I thought it's very, very disrespecting, you know, to be using language like people were like savages or people are ignorant. You understand me? Ignorant was like one of the languages that came out from like the BBC.
Yeah.
You understand me? When people were like running into the bush and not knowing why people were running into the bush. It's not like people were like ignorant. The story is so funny. You know, it has to deal with the information that was coming out by the time. When the outbreak started, the information that came out was that Ebola kills. The issue of hope, or that you might survive if you go to the hospital, wasn't there. So if the medical sector that's supposed to treat the outbreaks is saying Ebola kills, if you contact it, it kills, and full stop, it means that there is no hope. I hope you see what I'm trying to say. There is no hope for people. And so people thought it was that before I go to the hospital where there is no hope, it's better I go to the bush and look for medicine, look for herbs, be able to treat myself. You understand me? And if in effect, coming into contact with people is one of the reasons, it's one of the ways through which the disease is transmitted, then I need to live far away from people. You know, those were like the things that's caused the reaction of people. And so without understanding what was happening on the ground and giving judgment, for me, I think it's very disrespectful to us.
Mm. Well, yeah, I know. I understand what you mean. It's about the narrative and the way that things
exactly.
are told. Yeah.
Exactly. It's about the narrative.
Yeah. So this film and the way in which it came together is a way to counter that.
Yes, it's a way to counter that, but also it's a way to give a clear picture. You understand me? It's not 100% all that happens, but it's a key point of view. You understand me, of what actually happens and how we feel and how we contributed towards making sure that the outbreak ended, but also recognizing those organizations, those international organizations that actually have been there with us and worked with us, you know, and gave their all in the fight for the end of the outbreak.
I also understand that this film came together as the result of the work of a sort of a collective of filmmakers.
Yes, we run a collective in Sierra Leone known as the Freetown Media Center. Mm. We own TV, and we've been there for the past 10 years. We started We Own TV together with American filmmaker Banka White and Zach Niles, who by then had just finished. It was after the war, and they just finished a documentary called Refugee All Stars. You understand, which was the story of certain Sierra Leonean musicians who were living as refugees in Guinea. So they came back and they had a workshop with young filmmakers. That's how we were all connected, because when they came back, people were telling him, you have to find out for Pratt. And, you know, Lance Sanama said, that's Bami Boy, my partner in Freetown. Mm-hmm. So we did this workshop with 21 Sierra Leoneans, young people by then. The workshop lasted for a whole month. And at the end of the workshop, you know, these guys were like willing to make sacrifices and help us to rent a space where we started the We Own TV Freetown Media Center, so as to give back to Sierra Leoneans. Mm. You know, we started training people in the art of filmmaking, and also helped to build the film industry in Sierra Leone. That is key, what we are also doing. So people that has gone through our training, you know, are all becoming part of this collective. So we are building this collective to ensure that we are able to own our own story and to own our own identity. So this collective is responsible for this film, because the outbreak was all over Sierra Leone, and there are people in this collective that are all over the country. So everyone come together and shoot as much as they could, and that's how we got our story.
I love the idea. And do you feel like it's working, or it has worked, We Own TV?
We Own TV is working. Mm. We Own TV is a success story. And for me, I think if other countries in Africa, you know, emulate our example, it's fine. We started a program as a result of this film, an impact program of this particular film, Survivors, which is looking at giving out, helping to give small grants to filmmakers to build the documentary film industry in not only Sierra Leone, but in West Africa. So we are on our second phase now. The first phase was like 7 filmmakers from Sierra Leone. Mm. But this second phase, again, we are looking at, we have 7 filmmakers from West Africa, not from Sierra Leone anymore, but from West Africa. So it includes Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Ghana. And we hope to expand to places like Guinea, you know, and the Gambia, because Sierra Leone and Liberia, practically, we are at the disadvantaged point when it comes to the creative sector. I'll tell you something that I found out is that most of the funding coming in for the creative sector is going to East Africa and South Africa. They have everything. And whatever small is coming to West Africa, in my own opinion, is coming to Ghana. And Sierra Leone, we are completely left out. And I can say the same thing for Liberia, because I've been talking to many people in the film industry in Liberia, and many things are like new to them. So Sierra Leone, Liberia, and also the Gambia, you understand me? We are like completely left out. These are like just like small countries, but these are like countries with powerful creative minds. And at this time, one of the things that We Own TV is trying to do is to promote those creative abilities, bring them out, and get us to own our own identity, because your story is your identity. If we had allowed other parties, like third parties, to come into Sierra Leone and tell this story of the Ebola, it would never have come out this way. You know, understand me? It would have been the usual thing, what the white man sees about, but this is something that is coming from an indigene, you know, and somebody who lived through it.
Also, it's something that stays, because sometimes these stories come out and then they're yesterday's news after a little while.
Exactly. This one, it stays. And we are working on follow-up stories. We're doing a project now called We Survive, in which we are like interviewing survivors to understand the impact of the Ebola in their lives. A lot of things are now coming out, especially the after effects of the after effects of the infection itself and its treatment. You know, you have people complaining of pain, people are going blind, people are going deaf. A lot of things, you understand me, are happening. So we're trying to build this database that we can have online. So far, so good. Emory University has opted in to host the database for us, but we're still looking out for funds to complete our work, to film more people and edit it and get the database running.
That's great. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing more things come out of We Own TV. And thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure. I hope the world will look at this film and appreciate it and understand that this is a sincere view from Sierra Leoneans themselves.
Fingers crossed. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.